It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. This book right here makes everything okay. It's like the sun in the sky is shining down on me. Once you learn to read, baby, you will be forever free.
Report is about the book Planet of the Lawn Gnomes by the famous American author Robert Lawrence Stein, also known as R.L. Stein. The story takes place in Polvia, a small town the main character moves to. The type of book is in the horror genre. It is not the scariest book, but it is a very good book I recommend. Stein found a typewriter when he was 9 years old and began writing. His first works were joke books and short stories. He went on to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in English in 1965 from The Ohio State University, where he had edited the school's humor magazine for 3 of the 4 years he attended. He was born on October 8, 1943, and is now 78 years old. He has one son, Matt Stein, and married Jane Waldhorn. He writes about seven new books every year and has published over 300 books that have sold a combined 350 million copies around the world. Stein has a lot of fans all over the world, and you might be one of them. He's a very good author after all, so who wouldn't like him? The story starts off with the main character, Jay Gardiner. He's a very bad troublemaker who has recently moved to a new town. He has a mean neighbor, Mr. McClatchy. He tries to pull a prank on him, but notices how everyone has lawn gnomes on their lawn and gets caught by McClatchy. He moved to a new town because he burnt down his old house by doing an experiment in his room, but he lives to regret it. He has a sister named Kayla Gardiner, a friend named Elliot, and a dog named Mr. Finneys. Jay is not allowed out at night because of the lawn gnomes. He needs to figure out why before things go bad. He goes for a walk with his dog, Mr. Finneys, but he gets off the leash and causes a car accident, which makes his driver repeat the words malfunction. Later that night, he sneaks out to prank McClatchy. When he gets to the house, he pulls out a Sharpie and decides to write on McClatchy's lawn gnome's foreheads. But then the lawn gnome moves and grabs him by the neck. The lawn gnome snatches the Sharpie and writes malfunction on Jay's forehead. When he tries to run, lawn gnomes surround him and repeat the words malfunction. What is going on? He tells his parents and asks Elliot the next day, but they are too scared to say anything. His sister just confronts him because she is an annoying type. What is wrong with you? She tends to say, but Elliot hardly talks at all. He looks tough, but he is a wimp and a scaredy cat. Most of the time, Jay gets him into trouble, though. But why won't they answer his question? Lawn gnomes can't be that scary. They just attacked me. But still, he can't get this out of his mind. My opinion of the story is that it is a horror book, but I don't find it the scariest, but still is very interesting. I really recommend this book because it made me really curious about what would happen next, and it made me want to read it more. I really liked how it was really exciting and mysterious. My favorite scene from the book was when his friend Elliot is too scared to go out at night to find out more about the lawn gnomes. This scene is my favorite because Jay ends up forcing him out of the door, and Elliot is being a big wimp. And all this purpose for making this book was to make a scary book to entertain people, and make a book that is fun and friendly for all ages. I think his purpose was definitely achieved. I really enjoyed the way the author used the words why or why not. But the big question is, did I learn anything from this book? Yes, I did, because it teaches people to listen to their parents, because when Jay broke the rules and went outside at night, he was attacked by lawn gnomes. The characters were very believable. They act and behave like real people. They talk like real people, too. The setting was very realistic and well-described. The plot was very interesting and believable. If you enjoy horror books that are not the scariest, I would recommend trying this book out. But if you absolutely like really scary books, this may not be your best option. This book would be perfect for people who don't want nightmares but want a scary story. I'm not the happiest with this book I chose, but I chose this book because I like horror. But this is not the scariest, so I wasn't the happiest with my choice. Will Jay find out the truth about the lawn gnomes? We'll read this book to find out.